It's not just Monsanto, Bayer, Dow, DuPont, Syngenta, China Chem, and others. And I think there's some level of concern with the amount of consolidation in the industry. Right now, the cotton industry producers are under economic pressure, and obviously they focus on inputs, the cost of inputs, the availability of inputs, the availability of good technology. And so there's pluses and minuses, I think, that'll have to be considered on a merger of this magnitude, particularly because it represents such a concentration of cotton seed varieties and traits.
Brown said the National Cotton Council will be visiting with both Bayer and Monsanto concerning their proposed merger.
Both companies have offered to come talk to us and try to talk through what the impact's going to be. And this is going to take quite a while for this to happen. So I think we'll continue to evaluate how this works out and see if there's direction that we need to provide the companies. We will, based on the input from our leadership.
But he did say there could be some positive outcomes of a merger this size.
Combining resources to enable more research and timely products to the market are all things that could be a positive. There's always concern about concentration and lack of competition, price competition, availability of different varieties. But I think both companies have proven that they're responsive to growers' needs. They brought good products to the market, good traits to the market. We have a close working relationship with both of these companies. So we'll have to continue the dialogue. We'll have to evaluate how this ferrets out. If there's any divestitures, what happens with that, where those go, and what the landscape looks like when this is all said and done, if in fact it actually comes to fruition.